Okay, ready? So this Shabbos, Bez Hashem, we learn Parsha Shlach, which is the famous at the beginning for the narrative section about the spies and the whole aftermath of that story with the Maraglim. And it's famous for the end because the very end of Parsha Shlach contains what we refer to often as the third Parsha of Tzitzis. We say twice a day the Parsha of third Parsha of Kriyashma, the Parsha of Tzitzis that we say every day at the end of Kriyashma, morning and evening. So I printed the first three Sukkim here. Source 1, B'midbar Perek Tes Rov, Sukkim Lamed Zayin, Lamed Ches, Lamed Tes. We all know the Sukkim, we just said them in Mar, Lamed Hashem Hashem Amor, Da'a B'lani Yisrael, Atol, Nesum, Tzitzis, Al-Kham, Fevi, Dem, L'Hosom, Nesum, Al-Tzitzis, Al-Kham, Pshil, Tachel, Al-Kham, Tzitzis, Reisam, Al-Zol, Zharitam, Is Kol Mitzvot Hashem, Al-Tzitzis, Al-Hosom, 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 Al-Kham, 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 That is what we know, as we recall, that we mentioned the third paragraph of Kriya Shema at night as well, the Mishnah tells us, because in addition to the theme of Tzitzis, which is only a daytime mitzvah, it has a reference to Tzitzis Mitzvah, which we have to mention at night as well. We know that Mishnah Brachos and the Haggadah, and so on. But I want to focus tonight on the mitzvah of Tzitzis, and specifically on our practice to wear Tzitzis all day long. If we think about it, and I didn't really do an exhaustive study, and maybe people have ideas, in the category of mitzvahs that are what we call in the category of mitzvahs maisios, mitzvahs that require action. Some mitzvahs which are thought-oriented. Other mitzvahs are more action-oriented. So there are certain mitzvahs, tamidas, there are certain permanent mitzvahs that apply all the time. So those are, generally speaking, more in the realm of machshava, things we have to know, we have to remember, and so on. Usually a mitzvah that we categorize them among the mitzvahs maisios is, you do the mitzvah and that's it. There's a certain action that's required. With regard to tzitzis, we wear the tzitzis all day long. And so the question is, why is that the practice? I would like to look at tonight a little bit, and especially examining our situation where we go out of our way to wear a garment that has tzitzis. What do I mean by that? So we know, just read the psukim and tell us about the mitzvah of tzitzis, but there's one other place in the Chumash, aside from here in Parsha Shlach, where tzitzis is mentioned directly. There are other Ramazim, in Parshas Kiseta, Dvarim Perakov Beis, Parshas Gid Beis, too. Gedilim, Tasa, Fringes, Tasa, Vach, Al-Karba, Kanfos, Ksusa, Asher, Techasa, Vach. There it mentions that these Gedilim, these fringes, should be tied onto the four corners of the garment that you're wearing. So the implication is that you're wearing a four-cornered garment. That is when you're required to put on tzitzis. In fact, the Gemara is very specific about it. We look at Source 3, Maseches Menachos. Most of the Dinim of Tzitzis are found over there in Maseches Menachos. A lot of Dinim of Tzitzis also. What's the God, what in the world is God doing with Maseches Menachos? So the Maseches Menachos is about the mincha offerings, right? The flour offerings, flour and oil. So the Mishnah describes certain things which are needed, and certain things which are ma'akev, certain things are not ma'akev, different parts of the offering are absolutely necessary, other parts of the offering are not as necessary. So, since they talked about that, the Mishnah is, as we know, the Tosh Malpes, and oral discussions sometimes go afield, and other subjects are brought up. So that's what happens here. In these Mishnahs, they talk about other things where mitzvahs have different parts, what's ma'akev, what's not ma'akev. But the Atzon Shal Ma'akev means the failure to do this would prevent you from fulfilling the mitzvah. So let's say Atzon Shal Yad and Atzon Shal Rosh. If I don't have Shittash, I do one without the other, and so on. Tzitzis requires certain midaraisa, certain white strings, certain tchela strings. What if I have one, not the other? So that's how it comes up. So the Gemara elaborates on the mitzvah. So a lot of discussion in the Gemara Menachos about tzitzis. And about Mem Gimel Day, his third choice, the Gemara says, we boil the look of the Tanya, the brisa, al arba kanfos ksuscha arba velo shalosh. You have some kind of a garment that has three corners. You don't have to put tzitzis on. Only four. Okay, arba velo shalosh. As Rashi says in four, menachos man gimel beis velo gimel the talis balas gimel peturu. Okay, how exactly do you have a four corner? How do you have a three corner garment? Just metzias wise. So there's a Rashi in Zrachim, the same sugya, in Zrachim, Yuchasim Bey. It's a Rashi there in Zrachim, elaborates, five, Zrachim, Yuchasim Bey, Zrachim, Shalosh, Limit al Talos Bashal, Talos means just a garment here. shirt, a garment. You have a garment that has only three kanfos, three corners. Shapturim in that tzitzit. You don't have to wear a tzitzit on it. Hey, she'igel achas midakafer. You round it off. It wasn't a corner. It was rounded. So one of the corners was rounded. That's half three. Okay, back to the Gemara. Again, it's the Gemara in Zochin. I'm learning from Menachos Mem Gimel. And we're going base back to source three. So wait a minute. So that's how we darshan, right? If you have three corners only, you don't have to put this on. So Gemara says, "Ata omer arba v'lo shalosh, ena arba v'lo chamesh." Maybe it means, you know, not it cannot have more than four corners. What if it has less? Maybe you do have to put this. How do you know? How do you know that the drusha is specifically four and not three? Maybe it's four and not five. No, it's three. You would have to put four means four, no more than four. No, kish omer asher chasebo. Okay, have an expression asher what you wear. So that implies whatever you're wearing. Harei balas chamesh amur. That teaches you that even if it's got five corners, you wear it, okay, that's enough. So Amar and Mekayim al Arba, so what do you have to say al Arba? Just say, it's the Pasuk in 2, and Kisei should just say, Gedilim Tassalach al Kanfos Ksusha, leave out the number. Just say on the corners, if it's more than five or six, seven, whatever, however your garment is cut, so you have more than four, if that's the truth, so you should just say al Arba, I'm sorry, al Kanfos Ksusha. Therefore, it means arba v'lo shalosh. So four becomes four and not three. But four, five, six, yes. So I'm going to ask 1 second. Why do you darshan in that direction? Why do you say four means four and more that you would have to put on, but less than four, three, like balas shalosh, you take out. Why not say it excludes three, you wouldn't put on. Maybe the other way. Maybe it means up until four you have to put on. And the other direction, four plus after four, you wouldn't have to put on. Why do you darshan that direction? The psukim says, arba kanfos ksuscha, that's one phrase. And ashet chasebo, that's another phrase. So arba means four and not something else. Ashet chasebo, what you wear, means everything. So one is excluding, one is including. So why do you exclude and say, oh, it's only got three corners, then you don't have to put it on. But if it's got more than four, you do. Maybe it's the other way around. Maybe it's got three corners you would have to put them more than four, you don't. It seems random, right? How do you have five? So again, that Rashi and Zvachin gives you more of the details. Looking so smart. V'aschomish kol chotach ma'at ben akhav v'lo igel. Shnei mur shekhanat v'lokom chotach den asa kesekhav. You cut it in a certain way, there's more corners, right? It strips, so to speak, different. Okay, anyway, so the Gemara answers, last line of three, ma'arbani v'aschomish ish b'chal chomish arba. I'd rather include five and say five does mean, because five includes four. Okay? So four means four and on, because I have four. I've got four. So I was always saying I got four corners. So when you have five, I do have four. I haven't have more than four, but I have four. Whereas, umotzi ani balas shalosh, she'ein b'chol shalosh arba. I exclude three, because if I have three, I don't have four. I have five, at least I have four, right? So that's how he paskin. The Rambam tells in the Chutzitz, Gimel 6, Ram writes, Al arba kanfos kusa balas arba velo balas shalosh. I in kain balas arba velo chomish. No, tamalomar should chasim a filo balas chomish. Oyoser elzem. The Rambam spells that like something in Gemara. The Rambam spells that right. The lomar in chay balas chomish who poter balas shalosh who saying ain't a balas arba kanfos. Right, three is not four. Five is also not four. Right, neshiyesh bechal a chomish arba because five includes more like we said. But picha. But here's the point. You don't, when you have five corners, you don't have to put all five corners. You still put only on four. You leave one out. Or if you have six corners, you leave two out, right? In other words, the Rambam is saying the Gemara did not mean to tell you that you put on every corner. If you have eight corners, you put, no, you always put on four. The din is four corners. A garment that has more than four corners requires tzitzis, but only on four of the corners. Which ones? The Rambam says, al arba kanafayim hamru chako zumizu, the ones that are furthest apart. Helsana chomish, or sheish rubash. You know, arba kanfos kusla. You follow? So now you understand the Gemara says, gilim tasa and posak and kiseitim. So it's two, gilim tasa, al arba kanfos kusla, sheshachasimot. You have to put tzitzis on four corners. So three is out of the question, because you're not going to have four. But five and six, the garment may have five or six corners, but you only put on four. And then you're kind. That's how it works out. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch as well. Hilchos Tzitzis Aruchaim Sim Yud Tzipal of 7 Talos Shein Lo Dalek Kanfos Ptura Yeshayosim Yidalek. The Shulchan says clear. It doesn't have as many as four. It's Pater. It has more than four. Chayavis Va'osav Arba Tzitzis Ba'arba Kanafeha Amruchok Ozumizu Yosef. The four that are furthest apart. Okay. Huh?
What if it's
eight? Even so, you hold four. Yeah, right. But it doesn't mean that. It only means four. And the Mishabura says, in Sukkot and Beis, Mishabura writes, Tala Sheinu Dal comes through, Yeshi Yosem Dal, I'm sorry, Tura Mavur, because the Chsiv Al Arba Kanfil Susan Adashin, Mishifei Arba Al Shalosh. Yosem Arba Mina Mashet Chasim, but Ipka Lo, he calls him, Mishifei Bitsin Gemara. Lesson Al Lonu Chol, Mishvichal, Hey Arba, Mishal Gimel Olav Dav, Gabal Zehu, Din Bal, Vav, Zayin, 6, 7, whatever number. Okay. Bottom line, what comes out from all this, you see what I was trying to bring out here was not so much a discussion about 4 and 5, but the Gemara is very specific about the type of garment that needs tzitzis. And the garment has to have four corners, have more than four, but a minimum of four corners. Okay, so let's fast forward to now, where our garments, in general rule, don't have four corners. Well, they just don't have it. So, you know, they're rounded, we generally don't wear that kind of garment, though, it's around here. Okay, so wear ponchos or whatever, maybe you would, but generally the type of garments, type of shirts or jackets that we wear today, I don't have it. So based on this Gemara being so specific, if the Gemara weren't so specific, so you could argue, okay, so is it two, you know, so our jackets sometimes are pretty sharply cornered and so on and so, you know, but two is not enough. You have to have four. Sometimes you have shirts where the front of the shirt also is very, you know, it's almost like a complete right angle. So you're wearing right here, huh? What?
If you have a sharp corner there, you have a vent in the back.
Yeah, so, you know, I've seen people do that. Some people like to show, put away, have a jacket in the back. They put on the front two in the back. I've seen it. That's not our practice today.
What about button-downs? Your button-down shirts not count as four corners?
No, the front, you only have two. Look at the bottom. You're right there. Those two, but you don't have the back. Oh, that's not a corner guard. The collar doesn't count. The collar's not right. I'm sorry. Yeah, right. Collar. But we only have two. That's it. But again, so we could argue you got to put on tzitzit, but we just saw the Gemara is telling us it's not the case. The Gemara says that the number is important. Okay? So now we come to our question. Now we put on a four-cornered garment, what we call the tzitzit, the talus cotton, or sometimes people call the abacanthus. You know, a four-cornered garment. We buy a garment that has four corners in order to put tzitzit on. So, why do we do that? And why do we, you know, wear it all day long? I kind of say, okay, maybe I'm like, davening, wear talus. Also, it's four corners. Okay, so daven, take it off. What do I have to keep it on all day long for? I mean, okay, if you're running around, you're playing ball, you're swimming, you're schwitzed up or something, okay, different story. But basically, we wear it all day long. So what's the idea of it? Why? So I want to try and go through some sources, very simple, actually, sources that tell us, give us insight into the significance of this mitzvah. The significance of this mitzvah, and it really is motivated by back in source 1, Shach and our Sedra, in Parakas of Pesach Lamites, Re'isim Oso Uzchartem is called Mitzvah Hashem. So the essence of the mitzvah tzitzis, the essence of the mitzvah, okay, is to see the tzitzis and thereby to remember Hashem's mitzvahs. That's what it means. Okay, and based on that, the Gemara has an interesting statement. That same daf of Menachos, Mem Gimel Beis, down to source 9. Tani, you don't realize it does. Re'isim Oso Uzchartem es kol mitzvah Hashem, Shkula mitzvah zu keneger kol mitzvah shkula. This mitzvah, it corresponds or has the almost the weight of all the mitzvahs put together, all the other mitzvahs put together. Okay? It's an amazing statement. I'm a fifth of the from the Rashi. But of course, the mitzvah tzitzis weighs against all the other mitzvahs together. Okay? The time Yiddich, another Baisa says, U'isem oso zchartem, that's the Pasuk Lamed Tes and Dark as well, in the end of Shlach. U'isem zchartem, and vasisem, Re'ia, maybe the day is Zechira, the Asiyah. There's a continual here. Seeing the tzitzis reminds you, you remember, and what do you remember about the mitzvahs? You'll do, oh yeah, I gotta do a mitzvah. So the mitzvah tzitzis almost becomes like a key to all the other mitzvahs in the Torah, if you understand it this way. And Rav Shur Yochai goes so far as to say, Kala's, look at the second line of 9, and here, Menachos Magil Beis, Rav Shur Yochai, Kala Zar is mitzvah zu, Zocha Mekabos Shechina, Kala Pei Shechina. You're careful that this mitzvah, it's like you're greeting the president of Kodesh Baruch Hu. I don't know that. Ksiv hach orisim oso. What's the oso? You'll see it, him. Why is it drasha? Oso means Kodesh Baruch Hu, him. The capital H. Okay? Ksiv hachim esha shalom oso savot. Same word, oso. I mean him with a capital H. And finally, tana rabbanon chaviv in Yisrael shesivavan HaKodesh Baruch Hu mitzvahs. Because Baruch Hu surrounded us, enveloped us with mitzvahs. Tefillin, Rosh Hashem, the two on our head, two on our sand, two on our arms, the tzitzis, the big dams, the tzitzis on our begotten, mezuzah of Pisham, mezuzah on the door. So David says, you know, we praise Hashem for these seven things. He's referring to these seven mitzvahs. So let's look at Rashi 10. Shkula mitzvahzu. How is this mitzvah of tzitzis corresponding to all the mitzvahs? And Rashi tells us, we'll come back to this point shortly, but look what he says in 10. B'chsev es kol mitzvahs, okay, because the pasuk says, you receive the tzitzis, you will be reminded of what? All the other mitzvahs. You'll see the tzitzis will be reminded of all the other mitzvahs. And the oath, says Rashi, the tzitzis be gematria tof resh. The word tzitzis in gematria adds up to 600. Take a look. Tzitzis, tzari is 90. So tzari is 90, yud is 10. So that's 100. Again, tzari, another 90. Again, 10, another 100, to 200. Tof is 400. Tzitzis gematria tamit, the tof resh, for 600. The heik sharim, you have five knots, or a set of knots on a tzitzis. And eight chutin, eight strings. So it's up, bingo, to Hare Taryag. They got 613. Okay, the sit is 600, and then five knots. Eight strings, 613. So that's how this mitzvah reminds you of all of the other mitzvahs. Okay. Then the Gemara said, let's look at the rest of Rashi. Re'iya tzitzis mitzvahs mitzvahs. When you see the tzitzis, you're reminded of all the other mitzvahs. And Oso, Risam Oso, refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Ksiv Hocho, Risam Oso, Ksiv Hocho, Oso Savot, Ma'ala HaShchina, Afshchan Shchina, to reference to Shchina, that's what you see. And Sheva Bayom, what are the seven mitzvahs? Tulin Shemarosh Unzor, Tulin on the arm and on the head, it's two mitzvahs, Arba Tzitzis, four Tzitzis, and Mezuzah Ari Sheva. Okay, I printed the Pesukim for you there, the Pesukim Parsha Vashchana, the Varam Paragvah, Pesukim Gimel, Esa, Pesukim Gimel, Esa Shem Lakechativa, Oso Savot, Mishmol Tishaleh. The other pasuk in Tehillim, Parakuf Yud Tes, pasuk Kuf Samach Dala, that's a long parak in Tehillim, right? Sheva Bayom El Ticha Mishutech. Fine. Okay, this idea of the tzitzis, somehow the very word combined with some details of it is adding up to 613, is not fabricated by that Rashi over there, but it's actually a medrash of B'midbar Rabbah, source 13, and next week's edition, Parshas Korach, says Parsha Yuches of Simon Chafal Tzitzis Tuf Reish. The word Tzitzis adds up to Tuf Reish 600. Ches Gurin eight fringes. The Hei Kshurin and five knots. Harei Taryag. However, Tosus has a problem with that. Tosus a little earlier in Menachos Lamed Tesan 14. Divu Masha Lo Yifchos Misheva. Masha Anunogim Chamisha Kshar. Why do we have five knots altogether? Here's Bekunjas, Gabi Titzis, Shkula, Kenei Chomitzov, he's going to Titzis all the tougher age, the Ches Chutim, the Chamisha Ksharim. We actually have the five knots, the five sets of knots, to bring us to 613. Okay, that's the whole reason we do it. To get to 613, but Tosfos is 1 second. Take a look back, if you will, at the first source. Notice, Alan Pasuk, Lamed Ches, the word Titzis appears twice, with only one Yud. Okay, all Alan Pasuk, Lamed Ches again. See that? Daber al b'nei shemar tov l'ashom tzitzis, tzari yud, tzari sof. Right? Second yud is not there. In fact, some people are medactic a little bit, you know, this will make a difference when they say the E sound, the chirik sound, will make a sharper sound when there's a yud, and a little lesser sound. So they tzitzis. It still is sound, but it's tzitzis. I tried it myself. Some say it's remarkable like that. Okay, but anyway, so all three times. The Tosfos says this whole gematria doesn't work. The whole gematria doesn't get off the ground. It starts with the word tzitzis adding up to 600. Yeah, that's good. It will be spelled tzadi yud tov, but it isn't. Okay, it is the only place it has in the Torah, right? That's Tosfos kasha. He says, so umiyu kol tzitzis amur parsha chaserim yud. So what do we do now? The Tosfos says, well, Yesh Lomar, Sheyesh Pasuk, Lalachem Litzitzis, and Gimel Titzitz, and Basha, Lamed Zumashlimitan. Guess what? It says in Pasuk, Lamed Ches, it says Titzitz twice, right? Also on Titzitz, and then also on Titzitz. But the third Pasuk is Lalachem Litzitzis, with that Lamed, like another 30, 10 for each Titzitz. Oh, Baruch Hashem, we worked it out. Creative math. Right, that's in Tosis. Okay, the Ramban is Baha.
We want to hook it in.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. But that's what?
There aren't just five knots. Like other Nagin don't just tie five, like Rambam says 13 knots. Do they work that math in?
I don't know. It's a good question. At least five knots. Even that's not even, as we'll see later, the Ramban. Well, maybe that's a good question. Ramban here in Shlach actually says, 15, right? He says, etc. Tamas Yikarnezesh, Betitzel Cholamitzes, Kosav Rashi, he quotes the whole Rashi, and towards the end, he writes, V'lo Havinosi Zeh. I don't get this at all. Shatzitzis betorah chaser yud. Ve'ein minyala chamisha me'osetishim. The word tzitz in Torah is missing the yud, so they end up to 590. The ode, what you were saying, it looks the other way, the chutim, number of strands and so on, the asbesil and a shosha. You have three folded over, not four. So vaksham in a tarel of shayim. And you don't rise, you know, only top. Only many knots, you don't rise, just the two top knots. So kamosha amur shemaminoch kesher and deraisa and so on. So this whole thing is sounds very flimsy, says the Ramban.
But it's from
the Midrash Rabbah. It's in the Midrash, yeah. Yeah, but the Ramban doesn't bother with it. Right, right, you're right. But he says rather you're right. But the Ramban says Ravel is ikaron hu bechut atcheles. Okay. The truth of the matter is, you think about it grammatically. Go back, you have to look back at the Pesuk. I'm sorry, I keep flipping back and forth. But look what it says in Pesuk Lamentes, the third Pesuk in 1. B'hara lachem l'tzitzis, u'risem oso. Grammatically, if we're referring to tzitzis, what would it say? U'risem oso, or oso, plural, or oso, the tzitzis, oson, or but not oso. Okay? So, if someone say it goes back to the previous Pesuk, it's the tchelis thread or threads. I'm not going to that problem right now. But the tchelis thread or threads, that's what it's talking about. And that's what he's saying. So without this drasha refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Aval Zikaron, Ramban says in the second paragraph 15, Ramban says, Aval Zikaron, who bechut tchelis. So Roma is Lemida Kolelis, Hakol, Shubichol, Behu Tachlis. The word tchelis, he relates the word tachlis, means the conglomerate, the everything. Right? Okay? He says the word tchelas, tchelas symbolizes tachlis, it's all encompassing. It includes everything. That's the how you remind all the mitzvahs. Never mind these funny gematrias and then you have problems with them. The tachlis. And he says, it's the same Gemara. We'll see it in a tchelas domal yam. Why blue? Blue is like the sea, the yam domal rakia, and the yam looks like the sky, the rakia domal kisa covered. Okay? Anyway, that's what the Ramban says, L'chicha mikro t'cheles. And that's the Gemara, same daf, Mem Gimel Bay 16. Tanya, Hoyra, Meir, Omer, Mamish Tana t'cheles mikol minit tzivonim. Why t'cheles and not other colors, other beautiful colors, purple, you know, red, other beautiful colors. Why blue? Why does blue is t'cheles? Rashi says in 17, Mamish Tana t'cheles yichto akad vokal mitzazu. So t'cheles is nas dom aliyam. And then nas of anisim Yisrael, right? We know we associate akad vokal who's powerful hand in the yam, right? And Rakia Domal Kisa covered Mikoch Hatcheles Maske Yosha Kisa Ode No Lishoshi Kisa Aleim Shemar Zachas Raglav. Says the whole pasuk I should have printed the Mishpat. The Zachas Raglav Kemaisa Livnas Hasapir. Sapir is sapphire, which is a bluish type color. Right? Okay, what exactly the color? Tcheles is really spoken about in past years, not for tonight. But anyway, that's the idea. Now, the truth is. As you mentioned before, Josh, there still is a Medrash Rabbah that says it, and the Psikta Zutra, the Medrash Lekach Tov in 18, says it also. Shlosha pam miksiv asu lam tzitzis, benas lo tzitzis, alachem lo tzitzis, keshetechalek lamid, yud lechad, you kulam lehem, ki kulam tzitzis chosu yud ksivim, and then you have your total of tzitzis. Okay, so another Medrash says it as well. Okay? The Daz, the Kenabalai Tos, on the page, and the Mikros Gedol is here in Shlach, Perkhtes, on Paz Gamam and Tes. Uzcharitim is coming to Hashem. Pirish Rashi, Shemini Gamacho, Tafresh, etc. The Apo, Pisha, Chaz Yud, Yud Shim, it's in the second Yud. Yeshom with the Gimel Titzis, Giv, Chad Menachsi, Lit Titzis, Alameid, Mishamas Hashol, Shud Nechazes. That we saw. Now we add something else. But Oh Shamati, Sheishos, and Chuyos, and Quichos, You get up to Tayag. You start off with 600 or let's say 590. Okay? So you do it, you wrap it in such a way you have more knots, or you're saying the Rama, you get to 613. That's like, you know, so you all the things will add up to 613. Like the old joke, you know, why do people eat Kugel on Shabbos? Right? So it was Kugel and Gematria Shabbos. I say, that's not true. So have another piece. You know, keep it, eventually get there. Right? So that's what looks like a little bit here. Okay. Rabbeinu Bachya here has a different point. He mentions this as well. Again, they give deference to it because it is in the Medrash. We've shown him here at 20. Why do we make five? The same thing. Okay? The Al Tikshar, don't ask me, says the Ben Abachia, third line of 20. Don't ask me, Mimila Titsis, Hanis Kesh, Parsha, Shosh, Pamashi, Chasera, Yud, Titsis, without the second Yud Klib. Shore, Lamid, Shalat Titsis, Bola Hashim, Shosh, Yud. He mentions that, but he throws something else in that will link them together. But Tom, Shehiski, Parsha, Shosh, Pam, why mention it three times? Okay, and you got to get that lamed. Why mention it three times? Because the other mitzvahs, can I get shalosh mitzvahs? Shekol achas shkula, can I get kol Torah? We have other mitzvahs that are compared to the rest of the Torah. But Elohein avodah zarah, so worship avodah zarah. It's like you violate the whole Torah. Shabbos and tzitzit. Now you listen about Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah says can I get kulam. But anyway, that's the Rabbeinu Bachya there in our sedra. But in his other work, or one of his other works in 21, Rabbeinu Bachya wrote a work called the Kada Kemach. Karakhemar Ben Abach is like a, I think they put on English from a Chevelle, translated in English, called Encyclopedia of Torah Thoughts. Okay, it's an encyclopedia on all the, it happened to be into it indirectly now. My son is, my son Yaakov, so you know, is doing his PhD thesis on Ben Abach, and for Rebel Graduate School. So he's trying to figure out why did he do this? It's really the first encyclopedic work of this type, which has topics and follows Aleph Beis, and so it was a relatively new phenomenon. It's interesting. But he has an entry on Tzitzis. Okay, and here he says something else. Here he says, and this is the point Rabbi Waxman you mentioned before. He's not bothered. Again, they're none of them bothered. They all acknowledge the fact that it's in the Medrash. They have these, you know, you got to get to 600 and so on. So he says, first he quotes okay. On the second line, Yadua lechol maskel can is born and be kari yerashi shkula can they call mitzvahs? V'yimtziki sham shorish kol mitzvahs. Sham shorish kol mitzvahs. V'samchu kabbalosim idiosim ala gematria. Kedei shetei gematria mofes v'edis ala kabbalos v'yadam. Ki ha kabbalah ikar v'ha gematria z'en ala parparos v'chachon. I mean, I made a joke before about it, but the truth is, all the chazal, it's not that the gematria, they had this tradition. We have an idea that tzitzis represents all the other mitzvahs. So they look for parparos lechokhmah, spices, to get it to... So it's right, you do try and make it add up. In other words, it's not how it's spelled, it doesn't matter. That's not the ikka. The ikka is not the older number. We have a tradition that the tzitzis represent, you know, with the chulius and with the knots, it represents 613. So we're going to make it work. It's spelled differently. I don't care, said the Ben Abachya. That's not the issue. It's not that looking at that word gave them this insight. The other way around. They had this insight, they had this tradition that tzitzis somehow, in the very word tzitzis and how the tzitzis are tied, remind us of the Tayag Mitzvah that says in the Torah, right? So they work it out. So what we said before is a little bit of a joke, but he's saying that seriously. He's saying that the Gematria is just, it's spice, but it doesn't matter. Okay? The Mordechai in Menachos, in Parakat Chelet, it's called the Halachos Ketanos because in the back of most of Menachos has no, Menachos doesn't have the Rif, because the Rif and the Yisrael Shom only wrote them in the Sechel of the Halachos Maizah. So most of Menachos is not Halachos Maizah, it's Karbonos, right? But he prints Halachos Ketanos, okay, and he has a Chutzitzit, too. So in Remez Tuf, Kuf Mem, 22, he writes, Osam Heksharm, the five, he has the whole thing, he adds up the Taryag, okay, and he says, but it doesn't have. Each word tzitzis has an elo yud echad, yud acha is only one yud. Here it's lamed, define the lamed, but he says the ode, says the Mordechai, and it's almost similar to Ben Abachya, I think. How do we read it? We read it tzitzis as if there is a second yud. We don't say tzitzas, right? Without, we say tzitzis as if there's a second yud. Therefore, aim is shiva lamedus. It's phonetic, right? We do it the way it's pronounced. Written doesn't have a second yud. Okay. I don't care. I still use the gematria based on the phonetic. That's how the Mizrahi. The Rav Mizrahi wrote a super commentary on Rashi. So here in Parsha Shlach, Perek Tes, Pasuk Lamed Tes 23, says the same thing, right? He quotes the Rashi first and notes that it's from the Medrash, B'Midbar Rabbah, and Parshas Korach. And he says, Yesh Mefarshim. He quotes the Sha'afal pi shemila tzitzis chaser yud bein tzadi latov. There's no yud between the tzadi and the second top. Second tzadi and second top. The aim, you know, rach chamesh meos etishim only is up to 590. The komako, he tells you the teret tetosis, the lamed, okay, from the other word litzitz is divided to 3, 10 each good. And on ochan ben, and I don't like that at all, says Mizrahi. That's kvetchy. You take a lamed, there's up to 30, you split it, do up to 10 evenly. Never mind that, he says. Alamir ba'en esham medjish hazel abdaman d'amar yesh aim lamikra. It's according to my understanding, we darshan based on the way things are read. It's read, tzitzis, not tzitzos, tzitzes. It's read as if there's a second yud there. And we came into nikram, all the kilo kosub yud, it's as if there's a yud there. And some will bring a raya from a Rashi in last week's Sedra. Last week in Pash Balosa 24, it says, to the member Miriam and Aaron was speaking about Moshe, Moshe's wife, about the parak yud beis, plus the from last week's Sedra, but to that bear Miriam, the Aaron of Moshe Alalosa, Isha Kushis, Asha Loka, Kisha Kushis Loka. What does Isha Kushis mean? What is the word? It's a funny word. Rashi tells us, so it's 25, Begematria, Yifas Mareh. The word Kushis, which means Ethiopian, it means the black, okay? But it's in Begematria, Yifas Mareh. Okay? So they point out, yeah, that's if you spell Kushis, Chof Vav. But notice again, it's missing the Vav. It's like the other Yudin Sitzis. It's Kushis and Shuruk, so it doesn't work either. So the Medrash, so at some point, out, the same thing. You're right, the Drosha, the Gematria, is based on how it's read. Yeah. Okay. Now, others point out, without going to any of this Gematria stuff at all, or I shouldn't say that, like, without the word Sitzis, rather, Meshech Chochma is another Gematria. I'm sorry. Meshech was in here in Shachbar, because I saw a post on that 26. Kol Mitzvah Hashem, Gematria Tafrei Shuv Beis. The phrase, we saw so is Chaitim as Kol Mitzvah Hashem, adds up to 612. Okay, Kol Mitzvah adds 612. You see Tzitzis, it reminds you 612. What about 613? The Tzitzis itself. That's one of them. Right? The Tzitzis reminds you of itself, obviously, and the other 612. That's his Gematria. Good. The Riva, one of the Malatosis. Here's our Rivah in the Torah, Shach Perek Tesva, Posing on the Test. He says, "Mischaritim is coming to Hashem. We yesh temeim. Well, how does this remind you of Hashem?" And so he says, "Odei Shomar." First thing is he gives a different answer. "Odei Shomar." Lamad Dover Domer. La Adam Shosholech L'Chaveruch Devarim. Roma L'Shliach Sheyiksha Alav Kesher L'Siman Shal Tiskach Advarim. People, you something want to forget? You remember something? Tie a knot around your finger, right? They'll remind you, right? They'll remind you what it is. People, that's how people remember something. So he says that tzitzis is knots, it's strings. It's like some people take a string, so I don't know, it's not so pop and take. You write it down on your phone, but I mean, it's you know, but at one time, that's how, it's you don't need any gematrias, right? They remind you of the other mitzvahs. That's the whole idea of it. So says the Riva. And Ibn Ezra, in here, coming back now to what we're talking about today, Ibn Ezra here in Shlach writes, I'm practicing, I'm putting on a test, well, I'm going to say this. In a mitzvah, I'll call me, she yesh lo beged, ba'arba kanafayim, she's kasebo bayom tomid. Anybody who's got a four-cornered garment should wear it with the tzitzis all day. Below yasir ha-me'alav, don't take it off. L'man yizkus. And then it's Ibn Ezra, really, putting together everything we said, tells us why we wear tzitzis all day. Why do we wear tzitzis all day? Because you have to remember it, all the mitzvahs. And tzitzis somehow, however, we just discussed the last 15 minutes, some way or another, tzitzis reminds us of the other tayag, but that's what it is. And he says, I'm espalim the talis b'shas t'rilah. The fact that we wear talis during davening, that's a different thing. So, yas is there, babur shiku be kriyashma, because you're going to read kriyashma, ha'alacham tzitzis. String of saying, kriyashma, ha'alacham tzitzis, and that yas is on? You don't have a talis on? Yeah, it's on. Okay. He says, rak lefid da'ati, look what he says, Ibn Ezra. Yoser hu chal izatev tzitzis b'shar ha'shos mishas ha'tzila. It's more important to wear tzitzis the rest of the time as opposed to during davening. Why? You remember the mitzvahs, you won't do averus, right? When you're davening, most likely you're not going to do an avera. I mean, you know, no guarantee. But there are no guarantees then either. But all right, he says it's less likely. It's, when are you more likely to get in trouble? When you're out in the street, you're davening, hopefully. Anyway, but that's the point. But as it says, you wear tzitzis all day because you need an ongoing reminder about mitzvahs. So the Gemara says in Menachah, same Gemara, Mem Gimel Beis, 29, Rabbi Lezer Yaakov Omer, Kol Sheishu Tfilin Merosho, Tfilin Mezoro, Tzitzit Bigdol, Mezuzah Pisco, Hakol B'chizuk Shalo Yechta. You won't, you bear in mind, you got tefillin on your arm, tefillin on your head, you're wearing tzitzit, kind of mezuzah on your doorpost, you'll be pretty much safe not to sin. Shenemar, Pasek in Koelas, V'chutam Shur Shalom Yizanasek, V'omer Chonam Alach Hashem, Savi V'lova Achaltem, I printed the psukim. First, the chut hamishulah, a tripartite knot, right? Three-part knot. I said, tefillin, tzitzit, mezuzah, these mitzvahs, okay? And the pasuk is in Kohelet's Perek Dal, pasuk Yud Beis 31. Yiskevo echad ha'shayim amdunegar, a chut hamishulah, shalom, nehari nesenka. Cord has three parts, it's hard to pull apart. Another pasuk is, you'll be surrounded by Hashem and saved, but by Hashem's angel will save you. Chonem malach Hashem, sovev lo'er v'chad v'achaltem. The Baruch Hu protects his devoted servants from sinning by Shalom Malachim. So there's a Marsha about this. There, Menachos from Gimel Beis, he says a discussion. What does it mean here? This mitzvah we have in general that mitzvahs, doing mitzvahs protect you. He says usually mitzvahs protect you. Doing mitzvahs protect you from puranos, from harm. Okay. That's Shar Mitzvahs Nami Megane. They also protect you. Again, like Megane won't protect. The Amrinam Perknota Mitzvah Bein Bein Nasa Bein Bein Losikpa Agunim Megane Poros. Atzula Mitzvah Mechait. He says, yeah, the mitzvahs do protect you from danger, but they don't always protect you from doing other averus. Aval Iyan Atzula Mechait Ashrinam Ba'Hakod Dahana Kimo Mitzvah Zamasol Amhalik Tzvei Shar Mitzvahs. But these three mitzvahs somehow protect you more and other mitzvahs from doing other sins. But it's only as long as you're doing the mitzvah. Oh, look what he says on the third line. Umiyo lo mat, the fourth line, rather, of 33. Umiyo lo matzilim alachet ala be'idna da'asik bar. It's not magic. I put on tzitzit this morning, now it's going to protect me the rest of the day from sins. No. It only protects you from sin when you're doing it. Be'idna da'asik bar. Okay? And that's what it's about. And that's the old Mariner saying. So it's not that I just was Yotze, I put on tzitz, I put on talis, whatever. And he says, and these mitzvahs are like, they surround you something, the angel protecting you, not only from danger, but from avarice. But only when you're wearing the tzitzis. That's the point. So that,
have a looking at them and remembering?
Well, yeah. Why not?
The
reminder.
Like the reminder isn't like a spiritual protection. That's like
Derech HaTevah. I think it is Derech
HaTevah. The whole thing is Derech.
I think so. Okay, I think so.
You're protected by the reminder.
Yeah, because you'll remind not to do Averis. That's the point. You won't do Averis. That's the point.
Does the continuity of wearing the garment all day, does that all spring from a Shetechase above? It's covering, the clothes
covering. Covering, yeah, that's a protection. Maybe. Okay. Now, there's a Gemara Pesachim, Kuf Yud Gimel Bay, 34. Shiva Menudu L'Shamayim. There's seven people that Kadosh Baruch Hu is, like wants to put in Cherem. They're considered like Menudu, sort of disgraced, so to speak. In front of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Who are they? Okay. Elohe Yudish and Elisha, so not married. Yeshisha is by one of those children. He has children, but he doesn't teach him Torah. Misha Ainlo Tfilin Barosho, doesn't wear tzon or tzon on his arm. Bitzitzis Bivido, doesn't put tzitzis on his garments. Mezuzah Pistol, doesn't put a mezuzah. Mahmonea Mina Alameh, Merai, keeps his shoes off. Yesho Af Misha El Mesi, Chabur Shemitzah, someone who doesn't attend a Chabur Shemitzah. Right, by the way, what is the example? You don't go to a Suda's mitzvah. You don't go to a Chabur Shal mitzvah. So that's what Rashbam says. You don't go to a Bris Milo. Like, Bas Kohen Kohen means a Bas Kohen marries a Kohen. That's a Yichus, a marriage. I won't do that now. But this is the mock or a mock of the notion is what we do today. We don't invite someone to a Bris. You tell them when it's going to be. I'll let you know, the Bris is going to be next Tuesday morning after the 7 o'clock meeting. Because otherwise you put in a position of he's going to be Menudo Shemayim. because he was invited to a business. They told him to be there. It wasn't an invitation, just letting him know. Anyway, now, it's a Tosis in Pesachim, Kufi Gimel Beis, 36 points, that's very important. What do you mean a person doesn't have any children? Some people, it's not their fault, they're not able to have children. Hormonally, it's off. So he says Tosis, Nira Dafkai de Chioso. Okay, not the person couldn't, because hormonally or whatever other issues, okay, or someone couldn't get it, tried to get married, couldn't find a shidduch. But he says, Nira Dafkai de Chioso, says Tosis. She'eno mis'asik peribrida duma dachrino. Now, so if that's the case now, so it says in that same Gemara, right, that one of the people who's menuda, who's considered like rejected by Kodesh Baruch Hu, is who doesn't have tzitzis on his garment. So Tosis, you've got to be consistent. If the first part of the statement, when it says you don't have children, means you act, you know, not that you couldn't help yourself, but you actively prevented yourself from having children. So the same thing here by tzitzis. He says, oh, this guy has tzitzis and put him on. Okay, that's a problem. Okay, nothing doesn't have them. He can't afford them. He doesn't have them. Okay? Or, for example, he's not wearing a four-car garment. Okay. That's not a problem. You're not obligated. But inami, afilu ein lo yesh lechazeru lohovi latzon dechir. Very important, Tosa. Tosa says, even if you don't have a four-car garment, you should go out of your way to get one so you can put on tzitzis. Okay, that's what we do, based on his Tosas, another Rishonim. That's what we do. We go out of our way. We normally wear those kind of garments today, like I said before. Okay? But we go out of our way to purchase a four-coin garment and then to put tzitzis on them. That's what we do, based on his Tosas. And he says, you know what, kid, the Ashkelon, as we bring her, once you wear that garment, it better be proper tzitzis, because then you're obligated, because you're talking wearing a four-coin garment. So he says, Ashkechan, we'll see in a second, but Moshe, we know that Moshe was desperate to want to go to Eretz Yisrael. Right? We know that. So you look in the beginning of Parshas Veschanan, 37, Per Gimel, Pesukim Chav Gimel, Chav Dal Chav Hei, Veschanan al Hashem Ba'Yisrael Eimor, pleaded with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Elokim, you showed me a little bit of your might and so on, Chav Hei, please let me go in. Right? The Moshe, please, it begs. Okay, we have a tradition. The Major Shagoda quotes the next page. Veschana, another Gematria, adds up to Tuf Kuf Teshuva 515. Moshe Rabbeinu pleaded with HaKadosh Baruch Hu according to this tradition 515 times to be allowed to go into Israel. Tuf Kuf Teshuva Tilos Osal Zeh. Okay? And we watch your voice, Chana, because Bokul still is accepted. Imagine 515 times, you daven. Okay, there's a famous prayer. I'm sure he reckons how many days of when he started davening till his death. You know, it's three times a day, Shachar Shachamah, whatever. Okay, incorporated. But Moshe pleaded. So the Gemara asks, in 39, Gemara and Sota, that's what the Tosfos and Menachos was referring to. Sota, Yud Dalalav. Darish Rab Simloi. Famous Gemara. What was Moshe so desperate? Okay, you know what I mean? All right, but we understand why he wanted to do it, but so 515 times so desperate. Says the Gemara, well, he had to want to have a Jaffa orange, a falafel or something. What was Paul Metuva Tzarek? Wanted to stay in a nice hotel. What was so desperate? El kachal Moshe, har bein mitzvahs nitztavu Yisrael, bein miskayim in el Eretz Yisrael. There's certain mitzvahs only apply in Eretz Yisrael. I'll never be able to do those mitzvahs. That's why. Can I come into Eretz Yisrael? What do you see from there? The Tosa says that even. What do you mean? He's potter. He was a chutzar. So what's the problem? No, he wanted to put himself in a situation where he'd be chayiv. So we're supposed to draw inspiration out. We're not chayiv in tzitzis. We're not wearing four corner garments. We should draw inspiration from Moshe. No, we buy a four-corner garment because we want to put ourselves in that situation. Now, the Gemara in Menachos a little earlier, Mem Aleph Menachos 10, tells a story. It's part of his sugi, but Oh, so that doesn't, right. So far, that didn't explain how you do it all day long. But if you
do it once in a lifetime.
Oh, I see. Okay, I hear that too. Right, that's the point. Okay, but here, so maybe that's why we need the second Gemara. Look at Mem Aleph Menachos. Okay, look at my mouth now. Okay, 40. The Malacha Ashkelav Katina. Okay, a certain malach, okay, he's floating around, he's found of Katina. The machse sedina, he was wearing a certain type of garment, okay, which is a night garment, okay, and his potter from tzitzis, okay. Amale katina katina, sedina bekaita v'sarba l'vesitva. He wore these two different types of garments, sarbalos had rounded corners, that didn't have four corners. He wore this garment in the wintertime, that garment in the summertime, and neither of them required tzitzis. The malach, and malach esim, tzitzis of tchelis matela, what happened, what's going to be with tzitzis? You're always wearing garments, like us. You're always wearing garments, don't require tzitzis. He was in the back then, and malach yelled at him. And it's not right, he says. Amalei, anshisu aasei? Do you get punished for not doing an aasei? I didn't do anything wrong. Right, I just didn't do an assay. I didn't do an assay. Not like I violated anything. I was passive. I didn't do an assay. Okay. Amalei yeh b'zman dikaritzcha ashinan. He says when the Kadosh Baruch gets angry, he'll get angry at the stool. It's a pylon. It'll be added on. Okay. Anyway, so the Gemara now darshins with this important sugya with the tzitzis, the chovas gaber, chovas beged. Okay. Let's say I have a garment. I don't wear, but I keep it in my drawer. Okay, it's a hang on the wall. Sometimes people have a hanging garment. So do I have to put this on it too? So that's a discussion. So I'm going to skip that part for now. But look at the last line of 40 we need here. You're trying to game the system. Okay, you're trying to come with a teretz not to have to put on tzitzis. That's not right. Maybe you wouldn't get punished if you didn't do a mitzvah. Okay, you know, we slept there and put it through, whatever. Okay, something happened, I couldn't do this mitzvah. But to go out of your way to wear garments that are not chayiv and tzitzis, that's no good. So based on that, we have the following. Gemara Erchin, Beis and Beis, 42. Hakol chayiv mitzitzah, Sima. The Rishon says, everybody's obligated in tzitzis. All men, obligated in tzitzis. So, what do you mean? Of course. So my lasui models include lasui katne delisate. The tanya katne delisate chayvitzis. Even a minor, if he knows how to put it on, you got to put it on. We'll come back to that point. What I want to show you is Tosus erchen beis and beis 43. In yeshlam tadir masal kol chayvitzis. Very important. He says in yeshlam talas. We lo yuchalik those talas. Ain't a chayavim. Okay. When do we say you're obligated in tzitzis? If you have a four corner garment, if you can't buy one, then you're not chayav. Whether you hold the tzichov on the garment, tzichov on the garment, either way, you don't have it. Okay? So what was the malach so angry at the katina for? The Tosafot says, you don't have a four-corner garment, so you're potter and finished. So what is so angry? Look, So he says, Tosa says, "Sharov atalis is pure and ain't onish l'misha ain't okona arba kafos." Look what Tosa says. You can't punish a guy. If I don't buy a four corner thing, I wear just a regular shirt, a regular suit jacket, regular sweater, but don't have four corners. I'm potter. Okay, he says, "What's the point? Why was the malach angry with Katina? Because in those days the standard garb was four corners. So he chapped the rein." And try to get out of his way not to. But Tosus here, Tosus says, but not so Bismanazeh. Bismanazeh, that's not the norm. So we're not going out of our way. I didn't go out of my way to buy it, but I'm not going out of my way to avoid it. You had a chiluk. Tosus says, Dafka be'osun yamin, the chola talisos hil bas arbekantos. It was a standard style of dress. So then you're hopping to get out of it, right? Tosus in Shabbos, Lam and Beis and Beis, Zim Masal Bavon, it's the same thing, 44. Davka Bimeim, Shom Abu Shem, Kach Bavakatlas, and in Nashim, Mishal El and Tzitzis. People be punished on with Tzitzis in those days, like the Malach with Katina. But he says, because you should try and want to do mitzvahs like Moshe Rabbeinu, right? But he said, that was Davka in those days, but it implies the same thing. In our time, you wouldn't be punished for not wearing a four-corner garment because that's not the normal style of dress. The Rosh and Moy Cotton, Paragimelson Pei, 45. Same thing. V'riyai omer, b'yameyem, ha'il kula b'chayim, titzis or matil, titzis gambos. It's your issue that when you bury a person, you know, should you wear titzis or not, you know, do you cut the titzis? I don't know to that now, but here's the line for us. Avala idna, she'ein l'kol titzis b'chayim, you know, that's the question you wrap a person in talis when he died. So let's say the guy his whole life never wore titzis. You know, wrap him in talis when he died, they never wore titzis when he's alive. Okay? So it's like, Lord Gosh, you're making fun of the guy. Hey, and now you bury the talent. It's like making fun of him. Anyway, that's what the Tosa, that's what Rosh is talking about, that's the Sugya over there, Mark Cotton. Then anyway, he also says the same idea, that there's a difference between this man is there, okay, we should try and do the mitzvah, but there's no absolute obligation. Okay?
So they exclude, right?
Yeah, because those are the schools right on ours.
The idea of having, though, to run after doing a mitzvah, you have to then always move to Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, because you'll be having to use, right? That's not my mind, so that.
Well,
that's
all for practice.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. You should move that now. There might be other reasons we can't. There's other reasons, but anyway.
If it didn't go, should you bury there?
Right, that's a good point, yeah. I think that people raise that point.
I think the sister should be buried
in our parsha, it's not just saying if you have a four corners, but say right in the part, it's saying, or he's demo, so it'll start like.
Right, so that's what I'm trying to say is you should go out of your way, but I'm just pointing out the.
Isn't it obvious that?
Well, again, if that's not the norm, so look what the Rosh says at the end there. Meal yeshal adam, you should try to go and get a four corner garment so you can put it like Moshe Rabbeinu, so draw inspiration, Konami, and the Mordechai says the same thing. It's the same halachas color.
Remember, or is it like a chaos and chaos? Part of the where it helps to remember.
I'm trying to say that it's part head and tail of the same coin. That's what it looks like. That's what I think. Okay. Look at the Mordechai in the second or last line of 46. Mio mitzum and amuvchor. Technically, you're putter nowadays. We don't wear those kind of clothes. Even the days of the Rishonim, they didn't wear those kind of clothes anymore. But mitzum and amuvchor, like the case of Moshe Rabbeinu, kultus mitzvos shans. Okay, the Rokeach writes though, and that's something to address your question. Different Rishonim are more or less forceful on the issue. Okay, the Rokeach is pretty forceful. Okay, he says in Siman Shin Samach Aleph 47, Kol Olam Sheino Talis Bas Dal Kafos Potter. Okay, but it's not a good idea because the Chashbaruch will get angry. Hilchach. Sorech kol odom liknos talis v'las tzitzis. Everybody should go on violent. So your question is really the question that Rishonim are grappling with. How severe? It's just a mitzvah and a mucher. So that's the way the Mordechai said. A mitzvah is a nice thing, right? It's a nice thing. Or no, it's more than just a nice thing. You really have to go ahead and do it. You know, otherwise it causes probably angry. There's different gradations as to how we understand this obligation of tzitzis, and by extension, our question, wear it all day. If it's l'schartem and... Okay, so how long do I have to do that? It's probably the same issue. But certainly some Rishonim are arguing that you really must get tzitzis. The Rabbeinu Yonah, this 48 is the Sarachur Rabbeinu Yonah, Shar Gimel Os Chaf Beis. He says that tzitzis adds kedusha to a person and so on. Okay, Begam in a second line, Ki Ein Mitzit Tzitzis Uvasi Amishe Shol Began Shel Abakantos. Technically speaking, tzitzis only chayav until someone has four corner garment. If you ain't no begin because there ain't no chayav, we know so. If you don't have it, you don't have to buy one. Afgam Zos Amor Vesenz Echol Avrocha Ki Ano She'er Eish Litos Bitzor Adama Shal Achamad Vavavu Yafa Mitzit Tzchor Lavavu Sava Pein Dava Chiva All of the cocks will beg it, you'll have a conflict, those will feel comfortable. You should go out of your way. That's how he's interpreting it. No, but the reason we're so, I'm trying to argue, the reason we're so care about it so much. Okay, I don't know. I'm trying to put everything together. Well, look at the next one. Sefer Yira, it's also Rabbeinu Yonah, 49. The yellow talus cotton, sorry, it's got something in my throat here. The yellow talus cotton, we mesheno mitachas lamadav. You wear a talus cotton and put it under your clothes. Ki ikar mitzvah tzitzis lezikaron, lelov shel tamid. Ki lezikaron a mitzvah nitna. Ulamadlo yosu adam achay shuus libo vachay mayna vachim esaguf. Dal lo sasu achay lo achay mayna. So it's intertwined, that's certainly what the Rabbeinu Yonah says. The Rambam also writes, Paragimel, Chosizalach Yeralov, Afopish and Chiv Liknos will tell us how to, well, technically, you don't have to buy it, okay? But Ein Ro'il Adam Chosid, you want to be pious, Sheyiv Tarat, so don't exclude yourself. El Olam Yisrael yishtadel v'yos otov b'ksus hamukhinevish b'titzes k'day shikai mitzazu. A person should always try. U'v'shas ha'tchilo tzarech lizor b'yoser. Okay? And g'nai godol, so g'nai, you know. But you know what the Rambam is doing? He's telling you the proper thing is you should put yourself in a situation. I'm going to go as mine as brings because the story of Katina and so with the Malach. Okay? The tour, Sinchov Dalad 52. Afo Pishain Adam Chayav Liknos Talos Basara Kanfos Kadeshis Chayav Titis Eladavkim Rotze. It's all if you want. Nikol Mokom Tov Vinachon. Leos Kol Adam Zor Vizoris into Titis. Shielo Begin Kotom Mitsu Shiva Shoso Kol Ayom. Wear it all day. That's the proper thing, to wear it all day. Okay, ki ikar mitzvah, so here again, Monty the Torah says your point, the second line of the fits you at the end. Ki ikar mitzvah, so al zchiras ha-mitzvahs, u v'chol shom, v'chol recha, tzorach l'chach. I mean, you need that all the time, so what, only in the half an hour in the morning, just to think of other mitzvahs, or 2 hours? No, you need it all the time. The zchiras part of it. Okay, it's part and part of the same thing. And he says, v'chol recha, tzorach l'chach. Dugmo ledover, like he mentioned the thing with giving somebody a string to tie around your finger to remember to do what you're supposed to do. And then he mentions about, you know, why it's on all four corners. So whenever you turn around, you run and you bump into it. Right? It's there all the time. The Godol Onesh Mavato Ash Atom Masha Onshu is Mahisha. Look what he says. It's a bigger Avera now, Masha Onshu is Masha Tcheles Motzi. Okay? Because in the olden days, he says, it was hard to find tchilas, it was expensive and so on. Now, what's the big deal? Tzitzit is cheap, it's an easy mitzvah. That's what he's saying. So therefore, it's a big onesh. So that's our Shulchan Aruch Paskin, Sinuch Avdala, Tzipala 53. In ein adam lovish chalas b'azar knafos, kanfos, ein achai b'tzitzit. Technically, you're not chai. But, the tov v'nocha only os kol adam zayr, libos chalas cotton, kol ayom. Kedesha yizkor, you see what I mean by tzitzit twine? Kedesha yizkor hamitzvahs b'chol rega. And it has the five, and the four corners, like every time you turn. Then he mentions where it sits on top of the garment, a different discussion. The Bira Gra. Yeah. Yes, so that's all question. Wearing it out, it's not telling
something. So he says the Chol Rega, what is the Shulchan hold by
where
he
sits? Where?
He says the Chol Rega, as if you're always seeing it, right?
Yeah, he says where? That's what he says. He says where on top. That's what he says. I did the Mishmach Chol as we showed a different time. Okay, but they're doing a day now. That's a different question. Okay, now.
Even if it was really to always remember you're doing it, I don't.
Yeah, the assumption that you're sleeping, but there's no. The Bir Agra, okay, we'll leave it out now. He says that, again, the Luva Lovshot Tomid, the Mishabura, okay, mentions in Sukkot and Chavdad, it's Alf and Bays. I don't tell all the garments, good. To reiterate the point, look at 56, we'll finish up Mamish and then. Okay, look at the Simchas Siv Yud Aleph 56. Iker mitzvahs talis katan lov shal al begadam. That's why kadesha tamid yirev is kar mitzvahs. We'll see them like that. Okay, on top of the whole thing, the top. That's the three things. That's the machol is what that means. And if somebody shown to say that it just means when you put it on, therefore it's okay. Then it's another time. I told that time. Okay. The Mishabur brings the cotton chafei 57, who be ksovim isa the talis cotton tachas begodav. It's underneath, okay. And others say it should be the tzitzit should be up and not the garment. Anyway, look at Mishabur also in the cotton chavav. He says the same thing. He doesn't think it's right. Also, in Russia, we see that tzitzit mechasayim people keep their tzitzit in their pants. He says they're not gonna fulfill it. Someone's hired them. Not that, but it's a bizar the mitzvah and so on. And then he talks about Nasha Omen, Shahochim Ben Anochim. This guy's got non-Jews, you know, to look sleppy, it looks strange with the strings. He talks about that. On the other hand, he does say, I'm staying outside. But if you got a badge, you know, a medal for the president or for the king, you want everyone to see it. Put on the top here. So this is our badge of honor. Because, well, we should want everyone to see it. Anyway. Last point. Based on this, it would seem we understand also tzitzis is one of the first mitzvahs that we have the little kids do. The sons and the boys and the little. Okay, now there is a statement in the Gemara, Sukkah Membeis, and I'll finish with this. Tana Rabbanon, The kid learns how to wait the Lord, and get him father gets the Lord. This Atev Chayv Betzitzis. Where does that come from? It's very interesting. In the Sifrei Zuta, in the Medrash in Perek Tes, Vol Posam Chayz Ar Posam, Ami Yalkut Shimon, Rav Tav Shinun, we have a drasha from Daber of Bnei Yisrael, and we have a Lahazi Gdolam Alaktanim. It's not usually one of the Lahazi Gdolam Alaktanim, but these Midrashim have it here. It's Lahazi Gdolam, that the older people should make sure the younger people do it. Okay, and that's very Paschal. So, Harach and Timothy Zions in Gimel 61. Kid knows how to put on tzitzis. Okay, now, Ramor explains, he knows that two strings are on the front, two strings are on the back. Okay, if he knows how to do it, your father should buy it. As long as your rabbi, what age, in general, he says it's a little bit different. Little bit are sometimes very expensive, tzitzis is not expensive. Okay, but he mentions the age. What did he do? He says three. Look at the end. He says the Sifra Yira, Kosva Vishukan Ras comes with the Daber. Once he knows how to talk, Ben Gimel Shanim. Most some people tie it into the upsharon because they tie it into the kids' toilet train. You know, the kids won't get dirty. Around the age of three, that's what we do. Why are we so backward to start the tzitzis so early? Put it in together, he said, tonight. It's all mitzvahs together. Okay? And the...
That's pure training. His kid's not going to look at it.
No, that's correct. Right. Not correct. Right. There's nothing to remember. Nothing to remember.
Is it just the whole day before the mitzvah? Are you getting paid by the hour? Or has
it... So again, I would say you are not getting the full mitzvah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you're not getting the full mitzvah.
You know, so it's run a half hour.
Yeah, I'm saying, so it's better than nothing, like we do with the talis. I mean, the truth is, tefillin's in the same boat. I mean, the Pasuk says in Kohelis, Perek Tes, Pasuk Ches, B'chol eis yibagadech levonim v'shemen arosh ha'al al-yechzar. Pasuk, she always wear white clothing. So white means clean over here, and then Gemara is a drasha, Kufnim Gimel Aleph, 65, Do'acher, B'chol eis yibagadech levonim v'shemen arosh ha'al al-yechzar, shemen arosh ha'al al-yechzar, el tefillin. Really, should wear tefillin all day too.
So we today,
because tefillin have inherent kedusha. Tzitzis don't have inherent kedusha. That's why tzitzis get thrown in the garbage, right? Totally. But not tefillin. As the Hashem said, so tefillin, you're not supposed to have any foreign thoughts when you're wearing tefillin. That's pretty tough to do. So maybe we do it during davening, even though probably a foreign thought sometimes during davening too. But at least you're occupied in davening. You go to the office, you go here, we take over the tzvah. Great study, can kept the tzvah on every day. So they go, well, always go to all day. Anyway, just to finish, to summarize this issue, so I just printed in 68, the Tshuvi Chavadas, of Adya Seif, Chavadalot Tzvim Beis. He's asked the question, Ha'im Yesh Chiv Lumos Tami Talos Kotten, L'Kami Tzitzis, and should we mock with our children? He writes at the end, Mikra Din, Ein Chi of Lubos, Talos Cotton, Meshach Chalayom. Like we said, Mikra Din, you don't have to wear Talos Cotton all day. We call Mokom Ro'i V'Nochon Na'od, Shekol Odom Yishtadeh L'Kayim Mitzi Yikorah Yitzhuva Yilchashu V'Zu, Ashkula Kalei Yikorah Mitzvahs, V'Lubos Talos Cotton Pachas B'Gol, that's a heat passing, Meshach Chalayom. V'Hanochon L'Chanech Gamas Akkala Mitzi Yikorah Yitzhu, Echel Megil Sheish Olamali, he mentioned six, okay, the age. Olabishon Talos Cotton and so on. So, and he quotes others who say he should do three, which we saw earlier. Your rabbi who says three, and that gives you a shomer gavoa, high neshama, comparing human to a tree. Kiyada meitzasoda, a tree for the first 3 years is all of us. So this is the first 3 years of the kids' life. They have to have chad mitzvahs. Anyway, bottom line. You know, we have some insight into the mitzvah tzitzis and why, as I said before, we taka have the practice to go ahead and buy a four-corner garment and to wear it all day long. We should. And a tremendous reward, and it's something to inspire kids to. Sometimes kids don't want to, and it's hard. And they're running around, and at recess, they forgot the tzitzis downstairs by the ball field. You know, but we have to inspire people about the importance of this, importance as well. Okay, I'm going to Shabbat.
Focused on, you know, missing the opportunity. If this is an opportunity to do this, and not to wear it, you're missing.